The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or "to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little thought for you now for Tuesday of Holy Week. I've mentioned to you before that ours is a faith of paradoxes. Seeming contradictions, which are not contradictions at all. If you wish to receive, you have to give. If you wish to rise, you have to die. And if you wish to be faithful to our Lord, you first have to admit that you can't. Not by your own strength, at least. On Tuesday of Holy Week, we hear the story of the betrayal of St. Peter. Now, the name Judas is synonymous with betrayal, but you want to stop and think about it. St. Peter denied our Lord not once, not twice, but three times. As they were standing outside the courtyard, warming themselves by a charcoal fire, someone from the crowd looked at St. Peter and said, "You're one of his disciples." St. Peter said, "No, no, I'm not." And another stepped forward and said, "I saw you with him in the garden." And St. Peter said, "No, you're mistaken." And another stepped forward and said, "No, he's certainly one of his disciples. Even his accent gives him away." And St. Peter said, "I swear I do not know who you are talking about." And just a few short hours earlier, Peter had swore he'd be faithful to Jesus to the end. And he found out just how quickly that end came. St. Paul said to the Corinthians that the man who thinks he's standing secure should take care lest he fall and fail. St. Peter's a sign of hope for us, though, because we're so much like him. We think we're stronger than we actually are. And the truth of the matter is, we're only as strong as our reliance on the Lord. And our only hope is in his mercy. When Jesus saw St. Peter again, what did he say to him? Did he say to him, "Aha, Peter, I told you you'd fail"? No, he made him head of the church. He said, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my lambs." And they say St. Peter repented so thoroughly for having denied our Lord. They say that, the pious tradition at least, they say there were furrows in his cheeks from the tears of repentance that St. Peter shed. And for the next 3 decades, St. Peter would follow our Lord through beatings, hardships, imprisonment, and even to the point of crucifixion, upside down on the Vatican Hill before he would ever deny our Lord again. St. Peter learned his lesson of humility, and he stayed faithful. And you and I need to learn the same lesson. I had a former spiritual director. He got up out of confession once, and somebody came and confronted him. He said, "You are a lousy priest. And you're full of faults." And without missing a beat, he said, "I'm nothing but faults, lady. Everything else is a gift." Let me tell you, that's the kind of humility that lets us be faithful. So just a little thought for you here on Tuesday of Holy Week. Learn from the example of St. Peter, and while you're at it, learn from the example of St. John. Let's lean on our Lord and let his strength cover our weakness, that Christ might be glorified in you. Amen.